Senior Life Journeys presents Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here is your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, best-selling author, and just glad to be with you today. Hope that you will keep your ears peeled as I will soon be announcing the availability of Let's Talk Dementia Take 2. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy reading it. It's been fun writing it. Not so fun editing it, but fun writing it. I wanted to talk to you today about some activities you can do if you wanted to get some folks together and do something fun with your loved one with dementia. You know, probably going shopping might not be the best idea, depending on where they are in their journey. If they're early on, they still may enjoy shopping, then go for it. But if they're not and they're more homebound, then shopping's not a good idea. I want to talk to you about solo cups. You know that song, Red Solo Cup? Well, we want to get some red solo cups, and you can make a wreath out of those little jewels. We did this in a memory care community. Me and my staff went in and worked with the folks that wanted to make a solo cup wreath. And if you can picture a circle of solo cups where the bottom of the cups come together in a circle so that the part you drink out of is on the outer edge of the wreath. Well, if you do one circle of solo cups, you've got a wreath. But you can do another circle of solo cups where you put a cup between the two cups up near the top. So you've got the circle you've made with the solo cups, and the part that you drink is the outer edge. So between the top edges of the part that you drink, you would insert another solo cup, and you would have them stacked like you do bricks. You know how bricks are not stacked one on top of each other. They're buried. And you can do that with the solo cups. And it makes a really neat wreath. You can do them in gold. You can actually buy gold solo cups or white solo cups. And then get appropriate colored ribbon. Put some ribbon on it. And then we bought ornaments, like different solid colored ball ornaments of different sizes. I think we used all round ones. And they were able, with our help, to hot glue those ornaments around the wreath, and it made the neatest wreaths. I'm going to try hard to see if I can find a picture of one that I had saved for the longest time. But when I had an Apple update on my phone, a whole bunch of my pictures went away. Yes. Even out of iCloud, they disappear. So I'm not sure I'll be able to find it. But that is just a neat thing to do. I made, with my sister's help, and they were about to shoot me that day, a snowman out of solo cups, where you just keep hooking them together, and you get a bigger circle and a bigger ball. And it can't be just one sided. It has to become three-dimensional. You have to keep turning it and hooking more, stapling this solo cup to that solo cup to that solo cup until you got a ball. And then you got to make another ball and potentially a third one. But it's kind of fun. Things that you can do together. I have a friend who every year with my mom, she would get us all together with my mom, and we would decorate a gingerbread house. Now, she would get one of those gingerbread houses that are already put together, because you know, this whole thing of gingerbread houses standing up that are being put together with icing, I think is the biggest lie against all of us Americans, because that's just not going to happen. Now, it may happen in your country, but they do not stand together. They do not. You got hot glue those boogers. But she would bring a pre-made gingerbread house with the candies that came with it. Excuse me there. But she also bought a whole bunch of other candies. And she had all kinds of neat ideas, very crafty person, on how to decorate the gingerbread house. And we glued some of it, and some of it we used icing, and just different ways to attach it, and how to make a wagon using a pretzel sticks. And it was just fun. Now, that I might can find a picture of. We had a good time with Mama making this gingerbread house. Now, for Mama, the challenge was not eating the decorations, because, you know, you put chocolate in front of her, she felt the need to make sure it was good and to keep eating the dang decorations. I'm like, Mama, you see those over there? They got glue on them. You might not want to eat those. But we just had a good time being silly decorating a gingerbread house. I miss doing that. I asked my husband the other day, we're at Target and they had gingerbread houses already made and you could decorate them like the type I'm talking about. Well, there's your hint. They have them at Target. I said, let's get a gingerbread house and put it together. And he goes, that is something I so seriously do not want to do. I'm like, well, okay, guess we won't be doing that. He said, besides, what are you going to do with it after Christmas? Throw it away. We did keep a gingerbread house at in our home 1 year for just a long time, and I kept it out, and I put it down in the bottom of my china cabinet, and we kept noticing we're having these little flying bugs, where are they coming from? And so we had the exterminator come out, and he's looking all through my cabinets, and he said, is it coming in your flower? And I'm, my flower's in a sealed container, and no, it's not that. And he opened up the bottom of my china cabinet, which I had not opened in forever, and there was the gingerbread house covered in all kinds of some kind of little varmint, I don't know, little bug. So you might not want to keep it forever, but it is something fun to do with your loved one. Do they like to put puzzles together? Take the time and put a puzzle together with them. You don't have to enjoy doing it. Just do it. It's good for you, right? And it's good for them, something that they enjoy doing. And of course, always sing with them while you got all this going on. Just bring some music into it. It doesn't have to be a whole session of just singing. You can sing while you put the gingerbread house together. You can sing while you work on the puzzle. Sing Christmas songs. They're going to remember those Christmas songs. I'll guarantee you. You sing I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas and they got Bob Hope on the brain. And that's a good thing. Well, I hope that gives you some ideas. Blessings and smiles and Merry Christmas. A special thank you to our sponsors, Veterans and Families of Florida. These amazing people are available to help veterans and spouses of veterans receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can contact them at 904-528-1084 or by email at info@vfflorida.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of Florida. These people care. Also, HD Imports, located in Rock Hill, South Carolina. They are wonderful mechanics for repair and maintenance of Honda, Hyundai, Toyota, Acura, and Kia. HD Imports, 803-984-0985. I would like to take a special moment and thank you for being a part of Let's Talk Dementia. You can find us at our website, www.letstalkdementia.org. All of our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with me. Click Menu in the top right-hand corner, and then choose Schedule Time with Carol. I look forward to talking with you. Blessings and smiles.